This is KUT. The conventional wisdom about Austin goes something like this. The city is growing so fast because it's a mecca for young people. They move here in droves, especially from California. But the numbers tell quite a different tale, as KUT's Mose Bouchel reports.
First, the whole mecca for young people thing. Yeah, the city revels in its youthful reputation, but a lot of the people coming here are probably not fresh out of college looking to form a band or a startup company.
You know, there's been some speculation lately that more and more retirees are picking Austin.
Brian Kelsey is with Civic Analytics, an Austin-based economic research firm. The data he's referring to is from the IRS. It tracks where people file their tax returns from one year to the next. He says people that are moving to Travis County are bringing a lot of money with them. In fact, the most recent 2012-2013 data shows newly arrived income in Travis County totaled about $2.3 billion.
And, you know, if you look around the country at the counties that receive particularly higher net worth people, it's usually those destination retirement counties in Florida and other places, Phoenix.
And that brings us to the whole California thing. It used to be people thought California was driving the growth here. Actually, Kelsey says California's in third place. New York is second. And first place?
Now, what we're seeing is all of a sudden Florida sort of come out of nowhere.
He says one thing's for sure. People moving here with higher household incomes than the local average are able to pay more for things. That contributes to the local affordability crisis we hear so much about.
You're going to see that show up in housing costs and discretionary money spent at restaurants.
Kelsey says the IRS plans to release more recent 2013-2014 data before the end of the summer. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.